Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Happy Memorial of St. Patrick today, or as the world will celebrate, Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm not going to spend much time reflecting on him at all, because I was really moved by the first reading today. And maybe for the first time that I can remember, this reading is incredibly relevant to me and is affecting me even as I'm reading it. It's from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters, that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes, its leaves stay green. In the year of drought it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. I remember about 10 years ago when a friend of mine had shared that he was really struggling keeping his Lenten fasts. And the thought that came through my head at the time was, I've never really struggled with my Lenten fasts. And I just thought it was profound, like that these things, it occurred to me, like these things that we're called to give up and do during Lent, this penitential season, should be hard. And I guess I never had really, honestly, had never really chosen to give up things or do things that were really hard. Or maybe I did, and God just gave me this profound grace that I just wasn't aware of in the moment. This year during Lent, now I've tried to like take that first of all and recognize that I need to maybe try harder or choose things that will require a little bit more hope in the Lord, to that requires me to put a little bit more trust in the Lord. This year I'm finding that the things that I gave up though are things that I should be able to say like are not hard. But this year, it's this Lenten season, it seems to be really hard. And not hard in like a torturous way, but I just find myself like so quickly wanting or moving towards the things that I've chosen to give up. And I can apply, and if I can't do this, so in the second reading, or in the gospel reading, the saying simply is, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. And what I'm really struggling with and what I'm really reflecting on today, and will probably carry with me now for a while, is if I can't trust God in these menial little things that I've chosen to offer him during this Lenten season, how will I possibly find that hope in the bigger things? And I can think of some of those bigger things right now, and I can say honestly that I don't trust in God very well. I don't find hope in God in those situations. I do turn away from God. I do seek strength in my own flesh. So So I'm simply moved today to double down on these little things that I've been called to sacrifice this Lent, because these weren't just things that I decided one day to do. These were discerned penances, discerned fasts that is it I desired to do during this season. But I'm becoming so aware of my dependency upon myself. So when I do struggle, am I crying out to God? Am I seeking God? Am I looking for God? Or am I trying to find some other way to like take care of the thing that my heart desires? And I find great hope that I have this passage today. I'm going to bookmark it in my Bible and I'm going to read it every day throughout the rest of Lent, challenging myself to find hope in the Lord. Let us pray. God, during this Lenten season, give us the grace to understand the depth and the beauty that you wish to give and provide, the graces you wish to provide during this season. Let us not take for granted that you have chosen this season for us, and that all we are doing is intended to lead to your greater glory in our lives, way beyond these 40 days. Give us the grace to trust you and to find hope in you in all things. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.